Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking Rockridge Rocket Wrestling with sophomore Nolan Throne, off to a 12-2 start in the 2017-2018 season. Finished second place at a very good Erie Prophetstown tournament. So far, so good. It sounds like Nolan Throne, what do you think of your performance so far this season?
It's been pretty good. I haven't been able to put up as much points as I would have liked to, but we're off to a good start and just looking to make some improvements.
Yeah, what's been working for you on the mat, and what are some of the improvements you need to make?
This year I've been really like focusing on getting takedowns and trying to score as much points, but with like more talented kids, I think I need to score more points and like wrestle the whole match.
Well, I know you lost to a kid from Lena Winslow over the weekend at Erie Prophetstown. What does the 138-pound weight class look like, or is it still too early to kind of figure that out?
It's kind of early in the season. Just some guys may be dropping, or you don't really know that until, like, regional time. But tough kid from Orion, Mason Lodi, I wrestled him a few times in practice. And then Hunter Luke, obviously, who I lost to in our sectional.
And he's from Lena Winslow. You wrestled at 126 pounds last year, finished 42-7, a match shy of going to state. So you bump up to 138. Is that something you wanted to do? How comfortable are you at 138 pounds? Is it a good situation for you?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I knew I would go up a weight class just because last year it wasn't a problem making 126, but it was pretty hard just to get down there. And I knew I just wanted to wrestle, like, be comfortable at whatever weight I was at this year.
I know Erie Prophetstown is a pretty good pre-Christmas tournament where you have teams like Orion there, and Lee Wynn was there, Sherrard's there, and, of course, the Rockridge Rockets. Are there some other events you kind of circle on the schedule during the regular season that prove to be pretty good measuring sticks for you?
Yeah, the Princeton Invitational is one of them, and then we go down next week. I think we leave Wednesday for the Abe's Rumble team tournament.
Well, I look at, you know, kind of the lineup for Rockridge team-wise, and, you know, I know Colin Schmidt is putting together another good year, and there's kids like Dallas Kruger and Will Simmons and yourself. It looks like there's some talent in the wrestling room at Rockridge. What do you think of the team so far?
We don't have as much kids, but like we like to say, quality over quantity. I mean, we only have like 10 or 12 kids on the team, but we have four or five of them that can go out there and just lay the hammer on some kids.
Yeah, I like to lay the hammer. So I would assume in the wrestling room it's a pretty good situation for you, because I would assume one of your workout partners is the Kruger kid. Is that right? How does that work?
Yeah, we have some battles, but we're still like good friends at the end of the day.
That's good to hear. All right, so your expectations are what? You finished a match shy of going to state last year. What are you shooting for here in 2017-2018?
I want to make it to state and hopefully just take each match, wrestle as best as I can, and see where I end up from there.
All right, and a 42-win season last year as a freshman, off to a 12-2 start in the Rockets, among many teams that head down to that Abe's Rumble down in the Springfield area after Christmas. Nolan Throne, nice going. We'll follow your progress throughout the winter months.
All right, thank you.
It's Nolan Throne with us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.